we have a relationship with God. And as part of that relationship, he can give us guidance within our lives. In the book of John in the Bible, it says in chapter 10, verse 27, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me." Jesus is describing himself as a shepherd, talking about the relationship he wants to have with us. Just as a shepherd knows his flock of sheep, Jesus knows us, and he wants to guide us, and he has a wonderful plan for each one of our lives. Earlier in the chapter, in verse 10, Jesus says, "I came that you might have life and life to the full." God wants to guide us in our lives, but we have to be willing to listen to God and seek his will, what he wants us to do. I love that in the last 2 weeks we've heard about people from the Bible who God has used in amazing ways. We heard about Peter from Fiona. Now, Peter brought over 3,000 people to come to be baptized through what he said about God. But what we also heard is that Peter mucked up in quite a significant way. He denied knowing Jesus. He must have felt really rubbish and disappointed in himself. But he chose not to let that mistake stop him from following and listening to God. And then last week, love the story of Jonah. We heard about Jonah, who again heard from God but decided not to listen. Mucked up by actually getting on a boat, going the wrong direction to where God wanted him to go. He then got thrown off the boat and swallowed by a fish. If you haven't heard that story, ask the person next to you and they'll show you where it is in the Bible. But I tell you, that really shows how somebody can muck up and ignore God, but God can bring them back and use him for his glory. I have found hearing about these two men and the mistakes that they've made really encouraging. There are loads of other people in the Bible that God uses in an amazing way. And a lot of those people have made huge mistakes, but God's still able to use them. So this morning, be encouraged. If you have turned away from God, made mistake, big or small, God still loves you. And God can still use you in amazing ways. God will use our own situations to guide us. For all those being baptized this morning, this is just the beginning. God is going to use each of you in an amazing way. You need to listen to his voice. You need to speak to him through prayer. You need to read his word, and you need to spend time with other Christians. And that is how God will be telling you what he wants to do in your life. And don't give up. When you make mistakes, keep going. Come back to God each time, knowing that he is your loving father. The Bible tells us nothing can separate us from the love of God. You guys being baptized can now face the world and all its temptations and problems not on your own. But God's power is there to help you. He guides us, he empowers us, and sometimes warns us so that we can become more like Jesus. For you guys, this is not a New Year's resolution. This is the start of a new relationship. Maybe this morning you've heard something or seen something that is making you think about God in a different way. Maybe you are questioning for the first time, can I have a relationship with God? Would he want me in his flock? If you are, then the answer this morning is yes. In John chapter 10, verse 15, he says, I lay down my life for the sheep. God loves you so much that he sent his son, Jesus, to die on the cross so that he could take all the pain of our mistakes, all the things that we have done wrong, so that we can be forgiven and have eternal life with God forever. This needed to happen so that there is nothing that can separate us from God. God sent his son into this dark world so that he could pull us out of it and have a relationship with him. Just as these people here this morning getting baptized have connected with God, God wants to connect with you this morning. He wants to reconnect with some of you this morning. If something that you've heard in a testimony this morning from those getting baptized, or something that you've heard from the song words, or something that I've said this morning and your heart is pounding a bit and you know that God is on your case, then I would invite you to say this prayer in your heart while I pray it now. And as I was preparing this morning, I felt very much that there are people here this morning that God is on their case because they need to reconnect with him. We need to take hold of the truth that nothing can separate us from his love, that we can do nothing that will be a huge mistake that will stop God from being able to use us in amazing ways. So I invite you to please, if God is on your case, say this prayer in your hearts with me. Can we all stand, please? Thank you, God, for loving me before I ever loved you. Thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross for me. Thank you that I can get connected to you now because you are alive today. I admit that I have lived my life without you and have messed up. I ask for your total forgiveness and I commit myself to you. Help me to submit my life to your teaching and direct me from now on. I receive you into my life and ask you to fill me with your Holy Spirit. Amen.